Tailbot, create a custom bedtime story for your kid.
Brandon's whimsical walk in Wonderwood, the tale of a courageous heart. A special bedtime story for Brandon. Once upon a time, in a little cozy house on the edge of a vast forest known as Wonderwood, there lived a young boy named Brandon. Brandon had sparkling eyes filled with curiosity and a heart brimming with adventure. Although he was only 3 years old, his dreams were as big as the moon that shone brightly over Wonderwood every night. One sunny morning, while Brandon was playing with his toy trucks in the backyard, he heard a soft whisper coming from the direction of Wonderwood. It was so faint, yet it tugged at his adventurous heart. He stood up, placed his toy trucks neatly in a row, and looked towards the forest. The trees swayed gently, as if beckoning him to come and explore the mysteries they held within. With a determined heart, Brandon decided to embark on an adventure into Wonderwood. He put on his little boots, grabbed a small backpack filled with his favorite snacks, and whispered to his mom, "I'm off to explore, Mommy. I'll discover new friends and bring back tales of wonder." His mother, knowing the magical and safe nature of Wonderwood, smiled softly and replied, "Be brave, my little explorer. And remember, kindness is the bravest adventure of all." As Brandon stepped into the forest, the sunlight danced through the leaves, creating patterns of light and shadow that seemed to guide him deeper into Wonderwood. The air was filled with the sweet scent of wildflowers and the melodious chirping of birds. Not long into his journey, Brandon encountered a peculiar sight. There, in a small clearing, stood a creature he had never seen before. It had soft, shiny fur, big round eyes, and long, floppy ears. It looked like a cross between a rabbit and a squirrel, and it seemed to be in distress. This was Tate, though Brandon didn't know it yet. "Hello there," Brandon greeted cheerfully. "I'm Brandon. Do you need help?" Tate, surprised by Brandon's kindness, replied in a gentle voice, "Yes, please. I've lost my way home. I went out to gather blueberries for my family, and now I can't find my way back." Without hesitation, Brandon offered his help. "Don't worry, Tate. We'll find your way home together." And so, Brandon and Tate ventured deeper into Wonderwood, searching for Tate's home. As they walked, they encountered many wonders. They met talking trees that told ancient stories, danced with fluttering butterflies that glowed like tiny lanterns, and even helped a brook find its laugh again by clearing away the stones that had made it sad.
Tailbot, tailor-made tales for your child's dreams.
As the sun began to dip lower in the sky, casting golden hues over Wonderwood, Brandon and Tate stumbled upon a hidden glen. The moment they stepped in, the air shimmered, and Tate's eyes brightened with recognition. "This is it. This is the way home," Tate exclaimed with joy. But their joy was short-lived, for in front of them stood a wide and seemingly uncrossable stream. How would they get across? Just as they were pondering this, Brandon noticed a series of stepping stones that were just a bit too far apart for little legs to jump. Gathering his courage, Brandon decided to take the lead. "Follow me, Tate. Watch where I step and follow closely." With careful balance and determination, Brandon stepped on the first stone, then the second, encouraging Tate to do the same. Finally, with one last leap, they both made it across the stream. Beyond lay a path lined with glowing blueberries, leading straight to Tate's home. Tate's family, worried and overjoyed, rushed to greet them. They thanked Brandon for his bravery, kindness, and for bringing their Tate back home. As the stars began to twinkle in the night sky, it was time for Brandon to return home. Tate and his family offered Brandon a basket of the sweetest blueberries as a token of their gratitude. With a heart full of joy and a promise to return for more adventures, Brandon made his way back home, guided by the soft glow of fireflies and the gentle whispers of Wonderwood. Back home, Brandon shared his amazing adventure with his mom, his eyes sparkling with excitement. She hugged him tight and said, "You've shown great bravery and kindness today, my little explorer. I'm so proud of you. That night, as Brandon lay in bed, he drifted off to sleep with dreams of Wonderwood and the many adventures that awaited. And deep in the forest, Tate and his family whispered tales of the brave little boy who had ventured into Wonderwood, making a new friend and showing the true power of a courageous heart. And so, Brandon's adventure in Wonderwood became a cherished tale of friendship, bravery, and kindness, reminding all who heard it that the greatest adventures are those that lead us to help others.
Created by a kid and their parent using Tailbot, click the link in the video description to create your own story.